Et mais mesdames au bon.
Est-ce vous comprenez?
Mesdames qui en da ou montrer en forme.
Eh bien si vous montrez que en forme,
y en forme yo frappé.
Si en forme yo frappé, si en forme yo frappé, c'est pour monde qui a la tête et général yo, c'est pour général yo gain moralité pour résoudre problème yo. Donc sous tif non ça nous qu'elle n'a pas courir parce que y a chassé nous là.
Nous qu'est à prendre le monde même on nous balancer.
Y a chassé nous donc
rendez-vous semaine prochaine hein.
Dimanche prochain même le même ça.
Si monde qui t'a écouté nous na gonaïve yo n'a dit merci en pile. OK n'a dit rival merci tout.
OK.
Allez.
Bashmi ou jamais qui bon. Bashmi ou jamais qui bon. Bashmi ou jamais qui bon. Bashli, ou son nek ki bon.
Bashli karema.
Bashli, male. Bashli,
Bashli karema.
Bashli, male. Bashli,
Bashli karema.
Male, male.
Bashli karema.
Bashli, Bashli, male.
Bashli karema.
Bashli, male.
Bashli karema.
Points of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And, of course, the passing of Chuck Berry has greatly influenced the construction of this show tonight. So I only found out, well, he only passed away yesterday. So what I did is I spent some time today putting together the best tribute show I could possibly think up. And we're going to have one tonight until 10 p.m. Obviously, I'm sure everybody here has been paying their debts to the great Chuck Berry, who passed away yesterday. We don't really do a lot of coordinating here in WMFO. Everyone kind of comes in with their own playlist and their own show, and so it's not like there can only be a certain number of Chuck Berry tribute programs. So I have no idea how many there were today, and there's going to be at least one more, and that's going to be mine. We're gonna go with Maybelline. And Brian Young from A Crash Course for the Ravers is actually stopping in. And which one is that, two?
What do we got? Two, yes.
Welcome.
Jay, thank you for letting me step in. I've been kind of camping out, hoping for an opening to do a tribute to Chuck Berry. I just want to add, there's never enough tribute shows for Chuck Berry. He should be played for the next, like, 48 hours straight.
Definitely.
On MFO.
Definitely.
So that's fine with me. Just keep them coming. And for A Crash Course for the Ravers, just please play us Never Can Tell sometime during the show.
No, I can do that right now. I think I brought that with me. Let me see. Wasn't that the one that was on the Pulp Fiction soundtrack?
Yes, it's on the Tarantino Connection, I know, in Rivendell, if you want to look for that.
Well, I think I have a CD here that should work.
Okay.
So we can do that.
That would be great.
Yeah, let's try doing
Rest
that.
Rest in peace, Chuck Berry. We love you. Thank you for all your work. Thank you, Jay, for doing this. I'll be listening on my ride home.
Excellent.
I try, but I know you're going to do a great job, okay?
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Have a great show.
All right, thanks. All right, see you.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up chitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. He was sitting in the witness stand. The judge's wife called up the district attorney. She said, free that brown-eyed man. If you want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man. Flying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walk across the sand. She'd been walking 30 miles en route to Bombay to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, 3,000 years, in fact, ever since the world began, there's been a whole lot of good women shedding tears over a brown-eyed handsome man. It's a lot of trouble with a brown-eyed handsome man. She had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms in a wrestling match to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. 2-3 the count,
With nobody on, he hit a high fly into the stand. Round the third, he was headed for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man. Me a cute little toy, silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, won't you play with my ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, won't you play with my ding-a-ling.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o. That is beautiful. You know what I heard? I hear two girls over here singing in harmony. That's all right, honey. This is a free country. Live like you want to live, baby. Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna knock it, darling. Mm-mm. Yeah, freedom. Yes, sir. There's one guy right over here singing mine, too. That's all right, brother. Yes, sir. You got a right, baby. Ain't nobody gonna bother you. Tell you. Once I was climbing the garden wall, I slipped and had a terrible fall. I fell so hard I heard bells ring, but held on to my ding-a-ling. Oh,
my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, won't you stay with my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, won't you stay with my ding-a-ling.
You know that's future Parliament out there singing. Swimming across Turtle Creek, man, them snappers all around my feet. Sure was hard swimming across that thing with both hands holding my ding. So beautiful. I think it's a beautiful little song. Really, I do. And guess what? Everybody's still not singing. There's a few right down front here that's not singing. We're going to dedicate this verse to those who will not sing. Yes, sir. This here song, it ain't so sad. The cutest little song you ever had. Those of you who will not sing, you must be playing with your own ding-a-ling. With my Dino.
A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out to run my V8 Ford. A Cadillac doing about can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. A Cadillac pulled up to 104. My phone got hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. My rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that I was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's of course Chuck Berry with Maybelline, and it's our Chuck Berry show going on tonight until 10 p.m. Before that, My Ding-a-Ling. So that was his only number one hit, is this live novelties song. It was released, of course, as a single, I believe, in 1973, and that's when he was back on Chess Records, and they released it as a single, and it hit number one. Kind of a weird, kind of like a little bitty, like adolescent, not even adolescent, like elementary school level song that he turned into a hit single, his only number one. Brown Eyed Handsome Man before that, After School Session was the name of the record we took that one from, You Never Can Tell. Starting off the set, a quick shout out for A Crash Course of the Ravers and Brian Young for stopping in. Of course, we remember that track from the Pulp Fiction soundtrack as well. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford, where Chuck Berry tonight until 10. I have some covers as well. We want to pay tribute that way. Some really good covers that we'll be exploring. And then there's this. Speaking of covers, I think it was the late 60s. The Beach Boys recorded and wrote Surfin' USA, which they actually stole a little bit from A Sweet Little 16, a Chuck Berry tune. And they didn't credit him. The record came out, I think it was on, I can't remember the name of the Beach Boys record, but when Berry heard it, he sued the Beach Boys and won, and they gave him writing credit after the record came out. So we're going to do Surfin' USA, and then we'll hear Sweet Little 16, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. They really rock it in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis and down in New Orleans. All the cats gonna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16, she just got to have about a half a million famed autographs. Her wallet filled with pictures, she gets them one by one. Becomes so excited, watch her look at her run, boy. Oh, mommy, mommy, please may I go? It's such a sight to see somebody steal the show. Cause they'll be rocking on Bandstand in Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans. All the cats wanna dance with Sweet Little 16. She's got the grown-up blues, tight dresses and lipstick, she's sporting high-heel shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning, she'll have to change her trend and be Sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking in Boston, Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay. Thank you.
and it was almost one. I said, come on, baby, let's have us some fun. And we reeled. And it was 1:45. You know, she said she didn't, but I know she do. And we been, yeah, I was reeling and rocking and rolling. We were reeling and rocking and rolling till the break of dawn. Looked at my watch and it was 2:45. She said, wait a minute, Chuck, I gotta go. Bring me a Coca-Cola, please. And it was almost 4. You know, she turned me around and said me, do it some more. And I, well, child, we were reeling, rocking and rolling now. Reeling and rocking, rolling till the break of dawn. Blow, blow, blow. It was 4:45. Man, I felt more dead than alive. But I was, well, we were reeling, rocking and rolling, child. Reeling and rocking, rolling till the break of dawn. Looked at my watch and it was 4:45. Rolling like a Mustang on a 4-day drive. And I was, watching it was 5:45. Finally got it fixed and I reeled. Girl, I was rolling, rocking. We were reeling and rolling, rocking till the break of dawn. I looked at my watch, it was a little past 6. Man, I jumped back firm like a cement mix. I reeled. I'm watching it was 7:15. That's when we rolled up and took off to heaven. Well, child, we were reeling, rocking and rolling now. Reeling and rocking and rolling till the break of dawn. Looked at my watch and it was 8:15. You know she made a little move and made me stretch out straight, yeah. Watching it was 9:15. She said, ooh, Chuck, baby, this show feel fine. Well, child, reeling and rocking, rolling, child. Reeling and rocking, rolling till the break of dawn. Looked at my watch and it was 9:50. You know she called me right back and made me do it again. Watching it was 11:30. She turned back and called me something dirty. You know what? You know why? You know why? I ain't gonna tell you why. Looked at my watch and it was 12:00. Man, we start digging like an old steam shovel. We were kitchen, we boogied in the hall. I got some on my finger, so I wiped it on the wall.
Yes, there you go. Chuck Berry, backed by the Steve Miller Band. Back then, they were just known as the Steve Miller Blues Band. And the track there, Reelin' and Rockin', live at the Lancaster Arts Festival in 1972 from the London Chuck Berry Sessions. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, having a Chuck Berry show with Chuck Berry passing away yesterday at the age of 90 in his home in Wentzville, Missouri. Before that, Have Mercy, Judge from, I think that was released as a single, Sweet Little 16. So we had those two songs back-to-back, Sweet Little 16 and Surfin' USA. It's amazing how similar they sound. I can't believe that the Beach Boys would have released something like that without actually crediting Chuck Berry. I mean, I can't believe that Brian Wilson would have needed such assistance to write a song as brilliant as he was. Yet somehow, I don't know, there was some wires getting crossed. I don't know what it was. Perhaps a little racism, maybe even, but who am I to say? Anyway, lawsuit resulted in Berry getting songwriting credit. Anyway, let's move on. Up next, another great track from Chuck Berry. This is Carol, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Across the track. they had a jubilee. Them Georgia folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking homebrew from a wooden cup. The folks are dancing, they got all shook up. I started playing that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, don't get to hear them play a tango. And in the mood they take a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rockin' that piano. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it, it's got a black beat, you can't blues it. Any old time you use it,
we was 90 miles out of Atlanta by sundown, rolling out of Georgia State. We had more trouble than turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. And that hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. On a jet to the promised land. Working on a T-bone steak, got a party flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater, 410-09. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land calling and the pool boy's on the line. At the mill, never fail in the mail. Yeah, come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek. Say, you can buy it, go on, try it. You can pay me next week. Ah, too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Same thing every day, getting up, going to school, no need of me complaining, my objections overrule. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved.
sue the operator for telling me a tale. Ah, too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Yokohama been fighting in the war. Army bunk, army chow, army crew, army car. Ha. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved. Working in the filling station, too many tasks. Wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, a dollar gas. Ha. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. I don't want your botheration. Get away, leave me be. Too much monkey business for me.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. More from Chuck Berry. That's Too Much Monkey Business from the After School Session compilation. Before that, his Promised Land. And then we heard a cover, Rock and Roll Music. That was a Beatles version from Beatles for Sale. It's actually a great version, come to think of it. They did a great job recording that, making it sound live, actually. And that John Lennon on lead vocal, maybe I also think of Twist and Shout, that track of theirs. So Chuck Berry with Carol, one of his singles. I think that was from 1958, we'll say. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for listening. We're playing Chuck Berry tonight. He, of course, passed away at the ripe old age of 90 yesterday. I regret to say I did not see him live. I was too full of myself at the time to go out and see an old relic, an old dinosaur like him. But now that I'm an old dinosaur myself, I can greatly appreciate his influence and what he brought to rock and roll, and how he was, everything basically started with him. If you listen to his guitar lines and just his vocals, and everything started there. It really did. And so he was one of the few early artists to really create the sound and stick around for a while as well. So he had an incredible success run between 1955 and 1960. A lot of big records and popular singles. Although we learned earlier than the show, no number ones until like 1972. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Let's move on. Speaking of covers, the Rolling Stones should have their say. They have a pretty good version of Come On. We're going to hear that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Everything is wrong since me and my baby parted. All day long I'm walking cause I couldn't get my car started. Later from a job and I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody come along and run into it and wreck it. Come on, since me and my baby parted. Come on, I can't get started. Come on, I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody come along and run into it and wreck it. Everything is wrong since I've been without you. Every night I live with thinking about you. Every time I phone sounds like thunder, some stupid guy trying to reach another number. Come on, since I've been without you. Come on, always thinking about you. Come on, phone sounds like thunder, some stupid guy trying to reach another number. Everything is wrong since I last saw you, baby. I really wanna see you and don't mean maybe. Doing everything, trying to make you see that I belong to you, honey, you belong to me. Come on, I wanna see you, baby. Come on, I don't mean maybe. Come on, I'm trying to make you see that I belong to you and you belong to me. Come on, I gotta see you, baby. Come on, I don't mean maybe. Come on, I gotta make you see that I belong to you and you belong to me. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
come a flat top. He was moving up with me. Then come waving goodbye in a little old souped up jitney. I put my foot in my tank and I began to roll. Moaning siren towards the state patrol. So I let out my wings and then I blew my horn. Bye-bye, New Jersey, I become airborne. Now you can't get me. If you get too close, you know I'm gone like a cool breeze. Flying with my baby last Saturday night. Putting a gray cloud floating in sight. Big full moon shining up above. Huddle up, honey, be my love. Sweetest little thing I've ever seen. I'm gonna name control, radio tuned to rock and roll. 2-3 hours done past the spy. Altitude dropped to 505. Fuel consumption way too fast. Let's get on home before we run out of gas. Now you can't catch me. No, baby, you can't catch me. Cause if you get like a
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's, of course, Chuck Berry. And that's My Tambourine, which is interesting because if you recognize My Ding-a-ling with that, then you would not be crazy or mistaken because what he did is he took that song and turned it into My Ding-a-ling, although then I thought he influenced or was influenced by another like rudimentary track or song from that was appropriate for elementary school kids or something, or I don't know what. But anyway, it's clearly My Tambourine is clearly the basis for My Ding-a-ling. All right, yeah, before that, You Can't Catch Me, a great track there. And then Tulane from the early 70s period of Chuck Berry from Back Home, released I think in 72. The Rolling Stones Come On started things off. And Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, this has been a So far, we're at the midway point of our show here, and it's a tribute to Chuck Berry. And it's been pretty amazing. I've been reading lots of interesting stuff about Chuck Berry, including the concert that he did for Jimmy Carter. President Carter invited him to the White House in 1979, and he played a concert for Jimmy Carter, which is hard to believe. I can't believe Jimmy Carter. I can't really picture Jimmy Carter sort of jamming or relaxing or just enjoying any music of any sort. But anyway, that's what happened. He was at the White House, Chuck Berry, and he played an entire concert for him. And then like 3 or 4 days later, he was arrested for tax evasion. He was put in jail, federal jail, for tax evasion. He served 120 days, about 4 months. And so it was just kind of funny. You play a concert, and then, you know, like a few days later, you're in jail. So such is life. You know what? That's so typical of the 70s, though, isn't it? I can, for some reason, I can just kind of picture that. Anyway, let's move on. And I'd like to start off the next set with another cover. This is the Beatles doing Roll Over Beethoven, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.